80-year-old Gettysburg lay in a basin surrounded by ridges, with its 2,400 residents living and working in brick buildings, many as blacksmiths or carriage makers. The town also boasted a small college and a Lutheran seminary. Meade knew nothing about the sleepy village, its surrounding countryside, and more important, whether it was best suited for offense or defense. The only thing he could determine so far was that Lee might be coming there, although he didn't know if he would be fighting the rebel commander at that very spot. Looking at his map, Lee could see as well that Gettysburg was an important hub in south-central Pennsylvania for 10 roads, most of which ran through the mountains to the west or led southeast toward Baltimore and Washington. It would be an important intersection for either army. Gettysburg increasingly became the target of Meade's spies. When Major General John Reynolds, who commanded the Union First Corps and Meade's left wing, arrived in Emmitsburg that day, Edwin Hopkins, one of Sharp's agents who had just been to Gettysburg, rushed to him on his galloping horse with a report on Confederate movements in that area. Reynolds immediately couriered a message with Hopkins' information to Butterfield at Hooker's headquarters. One of McEntee's best spies, Hopkins was part of a three-man team Sharp called his Soda Water Scouts, because they got that nickname when they shared a tent in an artillery battery. Hopkins quickly set up a pipeline from Sharp to what became a makeshift civilian spy network in Gettysburg, led by a lawyer there named David McConaughey. The attorney began sending Sharp intelligence on rebel forces north of the town, which Sharp found startlingly valuable because of its minute detail. He rushed the information to Meade, who was delighted with the reports. At 7 o'clock that evening, Sharp scribbled a note and had a courier hurry it to McConaughey in Gettysburg. "Deliver us more intelligence and we'll deliver you a victory," he told the lawyer, and urged him to recruit as many of the town's residents as he could to collect information. The names of Confederate generals and the numbers of troops they commanded in their units are very important to us, Sharp wrote. "The general begs, if in your power, that you make such arrangements with intelligent friends in the country beyond you to this effect, and that you continue your attention to us as much as convenience will permit." McConaughey's reports, more than any others, focused like a laser beam the Union sights on Gettysburg. Sharp hoped that one day, after whatever happened in this clash of two great armies he could see coming, he would be able to find McConaughey and shake his hand.